Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now on a Patriots Monday, it is Boomer Esiason.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you? Morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Boomer is brought to us this morning by Town Fair Tire and your New England Kubota tractor dealers. And starting off this morning, Boomer, in case he's listening, one TV guy to another, what did you think of Gronk's debut performance on Fox the other night?
No, I thought it was typical Gronk. I thought he was a little bit goofy and a little bit nutty and left the door open for a comeback. So I would not be surprised to see him in November in a Patriot uniform.
Oh, come on.
No way.
You're not buying that, are you?
I don't know. I mean, as long as he keeps himself relevant and stays in shape, then why the hell not, man? I'll tell you what, the Patriots can use it, man. They're going down like they're dropping like flies, man.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible around here. What do you think he makes for that? You're a TV guy. What's he make for doing that?
What's he make for students? I don't know if he signed a one-off or did he sign an extended contract with them?
I think it's like a legit. I think he's going to be on for several weeks at least. I don't know that it's
I don't know. It's hard to say what he's making. I can tell you one thing. He ain't making what you think he's making. It's not that plum of a job. I think Michael Strahan is probably pulling down somewhere north of $20 million for everything that he's doing.
Yeah.
But I would think somewhere maybe between 50 and 100 grand per appearance, I would think, somewhere around there.
Not bad. Not bad.
It's good work, but it's not what he was making when he was playing tight end for the Patriots. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Speaking of the Patriots, Antonio Brown is begging for another chance to play this year, whether here or somewhere else. Any shot that he's back with the Patriots?
I would have said maybe had there been a shot, there may have been a shot. Now, this is just me talking here and just trying to think about how things work in the NFL. But, you know, he took a shot at Robert Kraft when he was leaving out the door. And I don't necessarily know that that's going to get him back in that door, no matter how desperate the Patriots may be for a wide receiver. And I know that they're probably scouring all these teams that are falling by the wayside when it comes to the playoffs and looking to see if they can add another receiver because they're going to need one. They may even need another tight end depending on what's going on up there and with all the injuries. But I doubt that we ever see Antonio Brown in a Patriots uniform again.
So, Boomer, do you think that the Chiefs are as broken as they played yesterday? Because that was a pathetic effort by their defense. And I'm posturing that it's not the Chiefs that the Patriots have to fear now, but rather the Texans led by Deshaun Watson.
Well, the Texans are the Colts because both teams went in there and beat the Chiefs and showed you how to beat the Chiefs. That means you run the ball down their throat. Their defense is horrendous. And you can't win in this league without defense. I don't care what anybody says. And it's really kind of eye-opening because they want this entire offseason and rebuilt their defense. And they got rid of a lot of very popular players and brought in a new defense coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo. You guys know who he is. He was the former defensive coordinator of the Giants when they did beat the Patriots in the Super Bowls. But it has just been a disaster out there, and it's putting an enormous amount of pressure on Patrick Mahomes, who I think is getting frustrated. He looks a little frustrated, but you know that the league can do that to you. It doesn't matter how good you are or how great you can be. You're always going to have those days and those weeks where things just don't go right for you. And this is 2 weeks in a row now. I mean, he's put up decent numbers and everything else. But, you know, when I think about winning in the NFL, all you have to do is look at the top teams. I would say San Francisco, New Orleans, New England. The Packers have revamped their defense. The Bears, the Vikings at home. These are all teams that are going to be in the mix towards the end of the season because of the way they play defense. Kansas City is really probably opened a lot of eyes around the league that they're not unbeatable, especially in Arrowhead, because that's two losses in a row, and that should never happen with a Patrick Mahomes and a Andy Reid-led team.
Is it possible that he was anointed by us as the next great thing too early?
Well, I think he is great. I really do. I think if he'd be playing with the Patriots in that defense or the Saints in that defense, the team would probably go undefeated. I think he... You know, if I had to really analyze the way that he played the last 2 weeks, it's a little bit too much freestyle for me. I'd like to see him stand in the pocket a little bit more and throw the ball on time. Their offense is a little bit different with him because they know that he has a powerful arm and he's got all the poise in the world. So they tend to take some chances and hold on to the ball and throw it downfield, and then he has to make some sort of spectacular play. So I think there's a looseness to his game the last couple of weeks, and I think a lot of that has to do with the frustration of them losing and having to play catch up. So I think Andy Reid just got to go back and just kind of get him to settle down a little bit more. And really, more importantly than anything else in Kansas City, they got to get that defense fixed. And I don't know if they can. I really don't. So maybe we're not looking at a Patriots and Chiefs AFC Championship game. Maybe it is either the Colts or the Texans.
Who do you, Boomer? Who do you think the Patriots ought to be targeting trade wise?
That's a good question. I saw a couple reports over the weekend. You know, here Mohamed Sanu out of Atlanta. You know, I doubt that the Bengals are going to trade A.J. Green. It's just the Bengals just don't operate that way. Unless, you know, with a new coach and everything that's going on there and they lose again yesterday, they're going to, you know, rip this whole thing apart because they're going to have a very high draft pick, which means they could probably draft another quarterback, which would mean that they could build around him. So I doubt that the Bengals are going to trade anybody, but I could see some of these other teams and look at second and third receivers around the league. I don't necessarily know that, you know, top-end number one receivers are going to be available, especially with the amount of money that most of those guys make. So, you know, you have to take that into account as well. But look for guys that are top, you know, second-tier receivers whose contracts are either manageable or are coming to an end this year. That's who I would think that the Patriots would target.
But we're going back to quarterbacks for a second. The current combined record this year for QBs drafted under Belichick is 14-2. Does that lend any weight to the is it Brady or is it Belichick in the system debate?
Oh, Danielle, you're always going like right to the jugular.
Oh, yeah. I know. Troublemaker.
I know that we as quarterbacks have big egos. I mean, I work with Phil Simms, so I see that.
Wow, shots fired.
Yes. But you know what? I think it's both, man. I think they're both very, very special people for what they do. I think Bill is like an idiot savant when it comes to football and understanding the nuances of every angle of the game. He is a historian, and I know that he did a whole thing with Chris Collinsworth and Rich Eisen on the NFL Network. I cannot wait to see that, talking about the top 100 players, and nobody knows the league better than Bill does. As far as Brady is concerned, you know, for a guy like him to do it as well as he's done it for so long, you know, Danielle, there has to be kind of like a sacrifice in your life. And I know it's hard for us to think that he's sacrificing anything, given how he lives his life and who he's married to and how beautiful his family is and all that other stuff. But he has to sacrifice a lot to be great. And he has done that now for, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I sit in amazement of it, honestly. When I was 37 years old and I walked off the field for the last time, I knew it was the last time. I just kind of had it I knew it in my heart. And he has resisted that for the last 6 to 10 years. And it's this why it's so amazing to all of us that he continues to do it and he does it at a high level. So I think the way that they're built and the way that they're intertwined means success. Now, whether or not Bill will have success when Tom ultimately leaves, that's for another discussion.
Now, Boomer, I'm not sure if this made the national news, but there was a lot of local hubbub this weekend over Julian Edelman in that he is or is not a top 25 receiver. Obviously, we around here and several other media folks here believe that he is, and some people clap back that he isn't. Where do you stand on that?
I'm 100% that he is, especially in the big moments. He's Tom's go-to guy now, especially with Gronk not there. His performance in the playoffs speaks for itself. A lot of guys don't even get to the playoffs, let alone have the success that he has. I think he's driven, much like Brady's driven, much like Belichick is driven. He's like the perfect complement to what they accomplish up there. So you don't have to argue with me. I would go as far as to say that I trust him as a top five receiver in the league. Does he have all the measurables and all that other stuff? Of course he doesn't. But what he does on the field speaks for itself. So anybody who's ever played the game, anybody who's ever had to cover him, knows that he is a top flight, number one target that you have to stop when you play against the Patriots. And it's almost impossible to do that. So I don't know who is saying that he's not, and whoever is saying that he's not, you know, they're basically a bunch of dummies.
Boomer Esiason is our guest. Boomer, Sam Darnold returned yesterday, beat the Cowboys at home. Any chance he makes it two in a row against the Patriots?
Well, it would be amazing, wouldn't it? Yesterday they looked good. I mean, and that's exactly what a young quarterback's supposed to do. You know, I was trying to say this yesterday in the NFL Today that The Jets built him up so much this offseason that when he was unable to play because of mono, the team just completely fell flat. So now he comes back, and the team showed that it couldn't handle it without him. So he was going to have an amazing positive influence, and he did. And he played really, really well, given the fact that he hasn't played for 4 or 5 weeks. I think that they'll play the Patriots tough. I told you guys last week that when the Patriots come here Monday night next week, they'll see a better Jet team, and I believe they will. And I think they'll see a better offensive team than they saw the one that was led by Luke Falk a couple weeks ago up in Gillette. So I still think the Patriots will win the game, but I think it'll be a much tougher game just simply because everything looked a lot better with Sam Darnold on the quarterback yesterday.
Does Brady seem pissed off to you when it comes to what he has available offense-wise?
No. I mean, he may be quietly. I don't know. I'm sure that having Antonio Brown on the team for that short a period of time, you know, he was pretty jacked up about that because Antonio does possess special skills. It's just that sometimes the brain goes one way and the body goes the other. But I know that it's frustrating, and watching the game the other night, it was frustrating because, really, I mean, without James White or Julian Edelman, I mean, exactly who is he playing with? I mean, yeah. It's just like, you know, Sonny Michel's out there, I guess you could say he's a top flight back. But at the end of the day, there's no all pros on that field with him. There's maybe Julian will be a Hall of Famer someday, I'm not sure, but there are no Hall of Famers out there with him. The offensive line is in shambles. Dante Scarnecchia has done an unbelievable job with that group. But then again, so is Josh McDaniels. You know, you got to be able to run the ball. You got to be able to get rid of the ball quickly if you're going to have a suspect offensive line, just doing reputation alone, never mind about executing on the field. So he may be frustrated, and if he is frustrated, he'll never show it. He'll never tell us. He'll never complain openly about it. He'll just go about his business. I think he gets frustrated sometimes playing with younger players because, you know, he's at such a like PhD level in terms of their offense, and those guys are still learning the nuances of it, that you might see some balls that are either underthrown or what we would say are inaccurate throws. But when in actuality, I wouldn't blame the quarterback in this situation. I would blame the younger receivers trying to learn their system. So he may be frustrated, but he won't show it to us.
Boomer, last question. Is there a Super Bowl right now you think you or America would rather see more, since the Patriots seem like an inevitability? Patriots 49ers, Master
versus
Apprentice.
Yeah, it would be great. Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, it would be great. Jimmy Garoppolo against the former team that sent him out there. And, you know, by the way, Garoppolo should be thanking his lucky stars that they did send him to Kyle Shanahan. It took a while for them to get that thing turned around there, but they have an awesome defense. And that defense, again, assaulted Jared Goff yesterday, much like it assaulted Baker Mayfield the previous Monday night. So they are for real team, and don't think that they're not. And they actually have some significant injuries on offense, but it didn't seem to impact them the way that it's impacted some other teams this year. So I 49ers Patriots would be great. I think Saints Patriots would be great because the Patriots could line up against either one of those two teams. We'd get a low-scoring Super Bowl for sure, I believe, but I think we'd get a very hotly contested and very competitive one, especially with the coaches on the sidelines.
All right, Boomer, as always, thank you very much.
All right, guys, have a great week. I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.